AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has managed to anger a wide variety of people with his demand that Muslims be excluded from visiting the United States. Jonathan Greenblatt, head of the Anti-Defamation League, says Trump's call is the polar opposite of what's held dear in the U.S.
Demagoguery often initially is greeted by some degree of applause, quote-unquote. When you step back and you think about what does this actually mean and what does this say about who we are and what we value, it's hard to imagine an idea that is less aligned with those values.
Legal experts say Trump's plan is not only unconstitutional, it would be impossible to carry out. Prosecution rests its case against Baltimore police officer William Porter on trial in the police custody death of Freddie Gray last April. AP's David Dishnow reports that Porter, in a taped interview with investigators, knew Gray had a history of being combative.
Now, Officer Porter said that he knew Freddie Gray and knew of him. He says that Gray was known to always make a scene and a ruckus whenever he was arrested.
Prosecutors say Porter failed to summon medical help or buckle Gray in with a seatbelt. The defense is expected to begin its case tomorrow. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the government wants to update its five-star safety ratings for new cars.
We are proposing to make these standards even tougher, even stronger. We're going to raise the bar when it comes to protecting vehicle occupants.
The proposal includes whether the car has technology to avoid crashes, including sensors to detect an imminent frontal collision and to apply the brakes, or warn drivers about vehicles in their blind spot, or if they are drifting into another lane. On Wall Street, at the close, the Dow is down 160. The Nasdaq is off 3. This is AP Radio News. Boston College officials say 80 students have become sick after eating at a Chipotle restaurant near the campus. Health officials have shut down the restaurant after finding code violations. William Buddy Christopher, Commissioner of Inspection Services, says the violations were serious.
The food temperature ones is critical. Obviously, a sick employee is critical.
While city officials say they don't know yet what caused the illnesses, Chipotle blames a norovirus not related to the recent E. coli outbreaks at other restaurants in the Northwest. A Delaware jury acquits a white police officer of assault after he kicked a black suspect in the head, breaking his jaw. Dover police officer Thomas Webster IV testified he intended to kick Latif Dickerson in his upper body. Seattle police released dash cam videos from Sunday showing a car thief speeding the wrong way up a one-way street. In the video, the man also fires a gun at a pursuing patrol car, finally spins out the stolen Camaro. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.